So what I want to talk about today is unrolled quantum groups and the relationship they have to certain families of vertex operator algebras through their representation theory. In particular, the singlet VOA, and then also to certain to the triplet and BP algebras, which can be constructed in some ways from the singlet. So, all right, so let Q be 2p th root of unity. These connections between the quantum groups and the VOAs always occur at even roots of unity. Then the unrolled quantum group, unrolled restricted quantum group actually, is the C algebra generated by elements E, F, K, K inverse, and H with the following relations, right? And for those of you who are familiar with the Drinfeld-Jimbo algebras, these will be very, very familiar. Right, and then we just have the restriction, right? So, right. So this is the unrolled quantum group. You'll notice that if you ignore the H terms, you just have the usual Drinfeld-Jimbo algebras. So these are very closely related here. These unrolled quantum groups have slightly nicer representation theory, which is why we're interested in them. So, I'm going to define some families of modules. Yeah.
So I mean, instead of quantum groups being deformations of SL2.
Yeah.
Why, here you seem to have two kind of almost independent copies of the Cartan. What's going? Why?
Are you asking kind of like what it deforms or?
How should I think of this?
Well, you could think of it as so the Drinfeld-Jimbo algebras are kind of formally derived from the H-adic quantum groups, right? And you lose the H terms. If you keep them, you get an unrolled quantum group. So these are a little bit nicer because they're kind of closer to being a double. So their representation categories are braided even at even roots of unity. For the Drinfeld-Jimbo algebras, there are modules which don't braid at even roots of unity.
Well, why do I have two copies of the Cartan then?
Eventually one is going to be the other one.
You mean K and H?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're adding this. So what this gets you, for example, in the representation theory is projectives are determined up to isomorphism by their projective covers, sorry, by their characters. This isn't true for Drinfeld-Jimbo algebras.
Oh, but I don't want to build an algebra in order for it to have nice representation theory. You know, I want to first care about the algebra and then study its representation theory.
Well, right. So you had the Drinfeld-Jimbo algebras originally, and then you have some relationship between the small quantum group and the triplet. It turns out this doesn't work quite. You can fix this with the unrolled quantum group. So that's my motivation, is it serves a purpose that will become more apparent later.
I mean, the point of adding the H is to have something that's log of K.
Yeah.
That's a good answer, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, because in the H-adic setting, the Ks are the exponential of the Hs, right? Okay, so we have a few families of modules. All right, so these are Verma's, and they are projective of dimension p. So these are right, so we have a continuous family of projective simples and a discrete family of non-projective simples.
P minus 2.
Yeah, p minus 2. Right, so these are, these guys are simple, and these guys are the and these guys are the projective covers of the non-projective simples. So in SL2, we can write down very explicitly what these look like. In higher rank, we can't. But right. Okay, so now I'm going to do the same thing with the singlet VOA, and then I'll explain how they're related. Right. So right. So let L be square root 2pz, and even lattice, and VL. The associated lattice VOA. And for each gamma in L, set E gamma Z to be the associated field, right? Then we want to set Q to be negative. Negative square root 2 over P. Right, so we pick out the zero mode of the square root 2 over P guy. Actually, so if you take the dual, this is an operator coming from coming from the generalized algebra associated to the dual lattice.
This, this does not limit that, right?
Pardon?
This Q does not limit that. It's a module.
No, this is an endomorphism of VL, right? So the fields, these are power series whose coefficients are endomorphisms of the VOA. And so I'm picking out the zero mode of the field.
Is there a gamma in there? It looks like Q is a number. E to the minus 2 over P.
That is a phi that is implicit.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's just
this is it's funny notation. E to the gamma is like E to the gamma I gamma phi.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you could.
Sorry.
What's confusing me is that
it's because it's a rank one lattice, right?
So square root of P is not a multiple of square root of 2P, right?
Yeah,
so, this is not an element.
So that's what I was saying. This is actually, I made a little mistake here. So this is in the dual lattice, and then you have the algebra associated to the dual lattice, and you have the fields there. So this is coming from a field in coming from the dual. Yeah.
But it's not a vertex algebra.
No, it's a generalized vertex algebra. So. Okay, and then the singlet, I guess I could have just said.
So this is dimension one over P, right?
Pardon?
This guy, this, I don't understand how you define the zero mode.
So the zero mode is just going to be the residue of the field. right? You're going to have a negative one component.
No, yeah, that's it. Acting, so it's acting where on F0?
Yeah, it's acting on F0.
So it maps F0 to some else.
Yeah, and it's just the kernel of that map. It acts, it maps F0 to F negative square root 2 over P.
Yeah, the thing that confuses me is that this guy has dimension over P, right? So I would have thought that when it acts on the vacuum module, it is creating integral plus 1 over P. And so I don't see where the 0 comes from.
I'm not sure what you mean. This
that has conformal, that before you take the 0 mod, right, the field has conformal dimension 1 over P. Right?
Okay.
So I'm a bit confused by what you call the 0 mod. Anyway. Maybe there is a shift in the definition.
Yeah, it's probably just a shift. Yeah.
I think this definition is really hard to understand for me.
Okay.
So he's looking at the fields in the vacuum module, whose OP with this primary is non, does not have a 1 over Z piece.
Okay, so they can meet with the, it's like the centralizer.
Yes.
Is there some other place I might, we might have seen this VOA? First of all,
I'm not sure it appears in funny places, but
maybe we can talk about it more after.
I just think I'm going to be completely lost with the rest of the talk unless I understand something.
Just think of it as it's some submodule of the Heisenberg VOA realized as the kernel of some operator. It's
You could describe it quickly for people to chew.
I don't think I could do that quickly for P equals 2, but I can show you more explicitly after, maybe. Okay, so we have families of modules. These are the Fock modules. And these are irreducible when lambda does not take this value. And when lambda does take this value, we have families. We have these families of modules. So these guys are simple. And we also have indecomposables. Non-simple indecomposables, PRS. These guys are conjectured to be the projective covers of the MRS modules. Part of why we think that is true will become clear with the following proposition, right? So let phi be a map from in the category of weight modules for the unrolled quantum group. So you can think of this as the subcategory generated by the simples on which K acts as an exponential of H. And here also, this is the subcategory generated by simple modules with respect to tensor products, direct sums, quotients. Be given of the following assignment.
There's no like map of algebras that you think by. Your substitute that you imagine there's kind of something.
Pardon?
You imagine there's something kind of from some kind of map from MP to just UQ bar, and you're kind of pulling back a representation, or you just
No, it's just an assignment, and then so we're just it's just a map assigning modules of this one to this one. There's no real what?
That's a functor. Yeah.
It extends to a functor. The assignment extends to a functor. Yeah. So.
What's the sequence between M and P? 1 plus 1? Or I plus 1?
I plus 1.
What is I?
I is the. The
I was I plus KP.
Sorry. Okay.
Yeah. I plus KP. Sorry. Is that. Yeah. Okay, so now we have the following proposition. The first part appeared in a as part of a paper I wrote with Thomas Kreutzig and Anton Millis. And what it says is so what we want to do is suppose that the fusion rules for simple M of P modules are, as had been previously conjectured by Thomas Kreutzig and Anton Millis, then phi preserves monoidal structure. So this is known for p equals 2, where we actually know what the monoidal structure of the singlet is. For p greater than 2, we only have this conjecture. And the monoidal structure of the unrolled quantum groups agrees, right? So that's all this says. So there's another paper by Kreutzig, Gynutinov, and Runkel, right? So this is Runkel, that extends this somewhat, right? So. That phi preserves the Lewy diagrams of these indecomposables, right? So, right. So what this means is that if you take the Lewy diagram of pi plus kp, you replace the simple modules appearing in its Lewy diagram by the image under phi, that is the Lewy diagram of p 1 minus k. I plus 1. I guess it should also be said that there's a little bit more to this than what I've said. It turns out that the asymptotic quantum dimensions on the VOA side, these coincide with normalized modified traces of modules on the quantum group side, of normalized modified traces of open hoplinks on the quantum group side. And phi also preserves ribbon twists. Yeah, so there's that as well. Okay. So I'm very briefly going to introduce some notation here regarding algebra objects, right? So let A in some category C. Be a commutative algebra object. With modules in C denoted by rep A. Okay? So all this means is that A is an object in C, and there are morphisms in C which make A a commutative algebra. Okay? So the category of local modules here is then going to be the modules in rep A, which don't see double braidings. Okay, so
here C is a braided monoidal category.
Yeah, braided monoidal. Yeah, C is a
is mu e is also put it is an endomorphism of V.
Yeah, it's so mu V is it's a morphism in C going from like this, right? Okay.
So V was the new module for A.
It's it's just a module for A.
The pair V mu was a module.
Yeah, and it's just a module that lies in this category. Okay.
Can you understand a little bit better? Sorry.
These are the modules that you can like consistently assign a left and right module structure that's compatible
with the structure of C. Oh, yeah. They're the ones that.
So, in the case where C is the anions in some 2 plus 1 D order,
yes.
And in the case where A is some composite anion you're condensing, mm-hmm. Then this rep 0a is the anions in the new.
Okay, so I would have called this just a presentation. So
but there's also,
in the
anions, there's also the anions on the wall.
Okay.
Which is what he's calling.
So these are tables representations, not in a related sense, and rep 0a
is the break representation.
Yeah.
It's exactly.
Okay.
Representations of one of the exceptions, which wants to distinguish these two notions for some reason, and therefore then prove a hard theory that they're equivalent.
So we have an induction functor which takes elements in the category of C and sends them to modules of A. And how this works is it takes an element V in C and sends it to to a tensor V with the action mu tensor ID, where this is the product on A. Okay, so it's kind of a trivial action here. So I'll very briefly.
This lands in rep A, not rep 0A.
Pardon?
This lands in rep A, not in rep 0A.
No, it lands in rep A, and there are conditions to determine when it lands in rep 0A. Yeah. So I'll very briefly mention the triplet, because then I want to talk about the BP algebras. So for the triplet VOA, it was shown by Fagan, Gainutinov, Simikatov, and Tipponen that there's a category of modules over the triplet when P equals 2, which is ribbon equivalent to a representation category of the small quantum group at Q equals I. Okay, and they conjectured that this ribbon equivalence holds for arbitrary P. It was shown that an abelian equivalence does hold for arbitrary P. That was Nagatomo and Tsuchiya in 2009. But it turns out that it can't be a ribbon equivalence for arbitrary P because it was shown by Saito and Kondo that for certain P greater than 2, the representation category of the small quantum group is not braided, but the representation category of the triplet is. So how can we reconcile that? It turns out that we can reconcile that through the unrolled quantum groups. So the triplet can be realized as a simple current extension of the singlet. So the triplet, which we denote WP, W of P, this lies in rep in a direct sum completion of this category of modules over the singlet. So this corresponds to some gamma p. So this is going to be phi inverse WP in the corresponding quantum group category. Okay? So how do we reconcile this problem with the triplet not being braided, or sorry, the triplet being braided, but the small quantum group not being braided? Well, we reconcile it through this algebra object. This is a commutative algebra object in the category of modules, weight modules, over the unrolled quantum groups. So we expect this to be true, that there's a ribbon equivalence between the category of generalized modules, let's say, generalized modules over the triplet, and the category of local modules over this algebra object. Okay, this is not independent from this conjecture with the unrolled quantum group in the singlet. If this extends to a ribbon equivalence, then this is a ribbon equivalence. So, yeah.
So, how derived is the thing on the right-hand side?
How what?
How derived is this? I mean, is there an actual module of this UQ which extends the algebra to bigger algebra?
It's a little bit different because what you get is, so in the category of a VOA, the unit object is the VOA itself. But for the quantum groups, this isn't true. So you're not going to get an extension of the quantum group the way you get an extension of the VOA. But the representation categories still match up. they still, as much as you can check, they match up. So, right, so then in the paper I mentioned earlier, by Kreutzer, Ganutinov, and Runkel, what they did was they we construct a quasi-Hopf modification of the small quantum group. Such that the representation category of this quasi-Hopf modification is exactly this category. So you kind of reverse engineer it. So this is very closely related to the small quantum group. The difference is it has a modified coproduct. It has a Drinfeld associator. And I think there are a couple other things that that changed about it. But the important thing here is that the coproduct changes. Because you should recall, the small quantum group has a representation category which is not braided. So this gives you a way of modifying the coproduct so that it becomes braided. Right? So this is kind of the point. Okay. This is actually a factorizable Hopf algebra. Okay. Right? Okay, so what I want to do now is talk about the BP VOAs. And this is all based off of a paper I wrote with Jean Auger, Thomas Kreutzig, Shoshan Kanade, and myself. Right? Okay, so the BP VOA can be realized in the following way. Right, so this is in the Deligne product of the Heisenberg VOA and the singlet in some direct sum completion of this category. Okay, but this corresponds under phi to an algebra object AP, right? So, SKP. Okay, and so this is going to be in so this guy lives in here. And it turns out you can prove it is a commutative algebra object in here. It's not only commutative, but it has a unique structure as a commutative algebra object in this category? B2 is beta gamma.
Yes.
B3 is affine SL2 at level, I think, negative 2 over 3. These are, if you're looking at, say, the bigger picture of VOAs, rational VOAs are well understood. You want to understand a larger collection of examples of non-rational.
Right, you might have zillions of them.
Yeah.
And it's easy to sell by these.
I'm not sure exactly why. They seem to be popular in the VOA community. I'm honestly not sure exactly why. They're popular in the VOA community, and we can construct them. We can relate them to our construction on the singlet, right? So this is just my motivation for this. Yeah.
For some of us, it might be that some of these have relations to geometric Langlands and technical force gradients. Yes.
So we can write down in fairly good detail what this category looks like. So we have families of modules. So these are four.
That's a good question. Sam.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example, B2 and B3.
Yeah.
They both had had some Kasmodi currents inside. As a true Kasmodi, beta gamma system have as a true level minus 1/2, and then you have the links in the B3 is a true minus 2/3.
Yeah.
Do they all have a true Kasmodi side?
I'm not sure about that. If every parameter of P. I'm not sure. So, right, and and then we have these lifting conditions. So you asked before, if the induction functor sends these modules to the category of local modules, it doesn't. Because for each choice, you can take the induction, but the ones that actually lift to the category of local modules are these ones, right? So these guys are simple. These guys are projective, okay? And they all have certain isomorphism relations. This isn't a reduced set. I'm not going to write down all of them. I'll write down one of them. All Okay. And so we have this family of modules. We know that this category is rigid, braided, and monoidal. And we can compare nicely in the cases P2, P equals 2, and P equals 3. And in these cases, you can write down an identification between the modules of B2 and B3, which preserves monoidal structure. It preserves these isomorphisms. It preserves short exact sequences. So it preserves everything you can compare right now. So these are, this is the category rep 0 AP. And so when you compare to the category of BP modules, right? There should be. It hasn't been written down yet. It would be more interesting because this construction is less trivial. So it should differ from the Jinfeld-Jimbo algebras significantly more than the one for the triplet did. OK. So I'm running a little short on time, so I'll be.
You can go until 3:30.
OK, well, I'll still. Yes. 2:30. So.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
If I leave, you can keep going until 3:30. I'll record it for posterity.
Yeah. So we can compare modular properties of the true BP modules and these AP modules that we've constructed. And they compare fairly nicely. So let E gamma alpha tilde be the induction of F gamma F alpha plus P minus 1 over square root 2p, right? And so this corresponds under phi to, E v gamma alpha, right? OK, so these modules, the characters of these modules carry an action of the modular group. And so how does this look? Oh, so we have to do this, we reparametrize to notation VL. And so this will be 2 alpha over P and gamma lambda P plus alpha plus P minus 1. Over 2, right? You recall that the lifting condition is this. So this is a continuous family. This is a discrete family. OK. And so what we get is something of this form. Right. So then these are just complex numbers. OK. Now, we want to compare this to the closed hop links. Associated to, this is going to be associated to the corresponding quantum group modules. Okay? Then what we have is that these numbers agree up to normalization and conjugation, right? So this is just a choice of normalization. It turns out that these numbers agree. Okay, so this is kind of an important formula. Some people like to call it the weak Verlinde formula, because in the rational case, the Verlinde formula is a consequence of this relation. So it's kind of nice to see that this holds here, because we would expect this to hold for the true closed hop links for BP, but we can't actually compute the closed hop links for BP. Okay, so let P be odd. And let this be the induction and so this corresponds under phi to e gamma I L S, and here we've reparametrized again. In this way, okay, then then one can show that the algebra of characters generated by these guys is actually generated by a subset, and this subset has compares very nicely to the quantum group. So I'll call this gamma p. Such that gamma p, and this is going to be right. So this set, gamma p, is closed under modular transformations. And for the sake of brevity, I'll just say, again, we have so this is going to be chi star. That the scalars you get from the modular transformations agree up to normalization and conjugation, normalized conjugation with the closed hop links of the corresponding quantum group modules. Okay. And so I just have one last observation I would like to write down, which is that this set maps to something very nice in the quantum group under phi. So what does it map to? It maps to so gamma p, it maps to the set the S's in here, and it turns out that this guy this is a Z plus basis. The image of this guy is a Z plus basis in a certain quotient of the growth and deke group. Right, so you take your growth and deke group here, you quotient out by the ideal of negligible modules. The ideal of negligible modules, and what you get is a that this set corresponding to this kind of minimal generating set for the algebra of characters is actually a Z plus basis of this quotient of the growth and deke ring. Okay. That's all I have to say about this. So I guess I would just like to finish off by saying that, so what you should take away from this, the central theme is that if you take these unrolled quantum groups, you can compare their representation theory in very nice ways to the singlet VOA. With the singlet VOA, you can construct other VOAs like the triplet and the BP algebras as simple current extensions either in the representation category of the singlet or in the Deligne product of the representation category of the Heisenberg VOA with the singlet. And the comparison then still seems to hold when you perform the analogous constructions on the quantum group side. Right? So this is the point. We can compare the singlet, and we can construct analogs of triplet and BP for the quantum group, and these still compare. So it seems to be quite consistent.
I'm curious if you're going to explain how these guys show up as quarter VOAs.
I think we're going to solve appearance boundary VOAs of 3D theories.
Which?
But the 3D theories are sort of the ones that appear when you look at various that is dual images of simple boundary conditions. So
the 3D theories show up dualizing other 3D theories as boundary conditions of
Yang. So if suppose you take Ankerfold supermeals, so you take the most basic boundary conditions, say Neumann boundary conditions, so being like an unroll. This has, it applies duality to it. The whole SL2Z has duality to it. This gives you a family of boundary conditions, which you can call stable by pair P, P, Q. These boundary conditions can be thought of as coupling the Fourier theory to some 3D CFDs.
Sure.
And now you can ask, what are the boundary VOA of these CFDs? And I think you will find that these BPs.
Oh.
I think these are the P, 1.
So this means you have peak and moon rain and then you're reaching on the other side?
Yes.
That's and right. Then a boundary give you enter your 3D entry smaller than a boundary condition of
yes.
some kind?
Yes.
So can the boundary condition exist in four dimensions?
We can just pick a corner.
Pick
a corner between peak and one and Dirichlet.
Which gauge group and superangles?
As you choose.
Okay.
When you're doing this SL2.
Yeah, this is all
SL2. Now, this fact should be manifested in these categories in the sense that like the category of modules for this BP should somehow be the category of lines of these three-dimensional theories.
Okay.
And we could say things like take the standard UQ as a true, and maybe take a tensor product over the center with something else. Maybe this should give you these categories.
Doesn't Mikhailov say something about Chern-Simons, not out of continued, but out of unity, and become one place on one side?
Yes, I think so.
One minute, so it seems quite similar.
Yeah. Right. So there should be some PhD explanation of some of these facts on the boards. You can also say words about the fact that these, some of these VAs like WPs. I think they all have a SL2 global symmetry. W2 does.
Do they have what?
Do the WPs all have SL2 global symmetry?
I'm not sure.
But anyway, these ones are often deform a limit somewhere. You get a UA, which can be built out of by extending. So okay, sorry. If you work a general psi, general kappa, general quantum theoretic elements, you can get interesting corner UAs by taking compositions of the W algebras, so extensions of products of W algebras and the algebras. Then if you take the psi to infinity limit, some of these things will emerge. That's another useful perspective. For general kappa, for kappa there are manipulations that allow you to build more complicated corner arrays, which are not available by the kappa equal to zero or rational cube equal to unity. But sometimes you can build a vertex algebra and then take the Q2 to unity limit. And it works.
All right. Any other questions for anyone in the room? Anyone have a question for anyone else?